This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishavua Daf HaShavua. You know, when Hashem created the world on the 25th day of Elul, He created the world for who? For the Tzaddik. For the Tzaddik. Who's an example? You know, who could you think of that the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind that, you know, this is what He had in mind for? On the day before Hashem created the world, on the 24th day of Elul, when Hashem was thinking, you know, I should really create this world for the Adam HaSholem. The Chafetz Chaim, I think, in everyone's mind would be an example of that Adam HaSholem, that for whom Hashem said, Yehi Ar. And sure enough, the 24th day of Elul, the day before Briyas HaOlam, is the Yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim, the author of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Bikesh Latzeis Men Ruach Melamata. Someone has an urge to pass gas, v'netzar harbe, he's distressed. He can't hold it in. So what should he do? Hoylech achoyrav arba amos. He should walk back for amos. Umoitzi haruach, emit the gas. Umamtin, he should wait at sheyich lahareach until the smell dissipates. V'oimer, ribayn ha'elamim. Master of the universe. Yitzar tanu, you created us nekavim nekavim chalim chalim, with holes and holes. And hallows and hallows. Galoy v'yadul fanecha cherpaseinu uchlimaseinu. It is revealed in them before you our shame and embarrassment. Cherpa uchlima v'chayenu. We are ashamed in our life. Rima v'saylea b'maseinu. We are worms and maggots in our death. V'choyzil m'kaymai. You go back to your spot. V'choyzil makam shapasak. And you just continue where you're up to. Raise your hand if you've ever seen anyone do this. No, I don't think so. Okay. Why not? Hagav, Ayin La'osim Peyeh. Yeshar min d'chol zemari kishnosal bebeis. Some say, this is talking about when the guy davens in his house. Al kishnosal betzibor, davalei biyush gadol. But if he's davening in shul, where it'd be quite a busha, in the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei, oh, his son, you see a guy walking back 8 feet, and he's making an announcement. Ein tzach l'harcha klal l'achayrav. If you're a betzibor, you don't have to walk back. V'gam lo yoyma hariba, and you don't have to say this whole nusach. Rak mamten ad sheyichlo imeno reach. He just waits until the smell dissipates. V'chei noya again. That is the minhag. Says Mishnah Berurah. Someone has an urge to pass gas and he can't hold it in. Tibalav hachi ein lo yloy tzurach b'shem panim b'tfila. Otherwise, he has to hold it in. Otherwise, he's not allowed to pass gas. You're not allowed to, because you're oymei l'fnei hamelech. It would be very shameful to do it. Or at least, the Makar Chaim says, wait till the end of the bracha. I, Baal Teshaksu, there's no Baal Teshaksu on this. V'loi chayshinon l'Baal Teshaksu, ela, kishamash atzin l'lektanu agedoylam. That's only if you hold in urinating or defecating, or l'havacha loim, and not holding in passing gas. You're mechuyiv to hold it in. If you can't, you're an oynes, but you're mechuyiv to hold it in. If you can hold it in, you're mechuyev to move the tefillin out of their spot. You're not allowed to pass gas with tefillin on. One is not allowed to do that. Tuck in. Also, you don't have to move them out of their spot. No, question. Do you need to move them out of their spot? Or could you just loosen them? So Eish Avraham Abuchach says, if they're loose, they are not considered, it's not considered you're wearing them. The Beis Baruch says, even if they're loose, you're not allowed to pass gas in them. Wearing a talis, though, is not an issue. Okay. Achayrov, you take 4 steps back. Deba'inan shei panav neged hamakam shehischa l'spalal. You need to be facing, meaning why don't you step forward? Because you step forward, your back is to where you were davening. If you step back, you're facing where you davened. L'harois to show shirot sadan l'asot v'as, you still want to go back to your tefillah. V'afil l'tzdadin o'ilafan of asar. Even to the side or in front of you, it would be asar. V'oimer ribayn ho'ilamim. B'toicha tefillah. You say this bracha this tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei. Can you imagine? Yeah, the guy's in the middle of Olam El Shinim, and all of a sudden he adds a nusach, Ribayin Ha'ilamim. Why? Anyway, he's interrupting because he passed gas. Therefore, he could interrupt and say this as well. The Emek Bracha explains, once he's already mufsak, he could be mafsik more. So the question is, well, if he could be mufsak, could he answer Kaddish once he's at it? Well, anyway, he's, you know, waiting around there, and he's mufsak va'aymed. It's a very tough svara. Once he is interrupted anyway, you know, he might as well say the Ribay no ilamim. The Chayadam goes like the opinions that he should go back to his spot before the Ribayin. I don't understand that. If you're going back to your spot before the Ribayin, at that point, you're not interrupted anyway, because you could start the Shemoneh Esrei. If you're back in your spot, doesn't that mean that you could daven? So then why would you say the Ribayin? What?
Like an apology. You're apologizing.
Okay, so the thing is, that doesn't fit with the lamdas he said in the previous Sivkatan, that the reason you say the Ribayin is since you're interrupted anyway, so there's no problem in being mafsik to say the Ribayin. Anyway, you're waiting around, but I'm not waiting around anymore. I already took my 3 seconds, meaning, according to Achoinim, that I do it where I was. Anyway, I'm stuck there because I'm waiting for the smell to dissipate, or I'm waiting. Or is the lumdus not I'm waiting anyway? The lumdus is, since I already interrupted, so I can interrupt more. Meaning, maybe that's the Shaila. Here, the question is, when do you say the Ribayin? L'chor, you have to wait until Atshiyach L'Hareach. So at that point, you might want to start the Shemoneh Esrei. The answer is, yeah, once I interrupt it, I can interrupt more. So the Chayadam says, okay, go back to your spot first. When it says you go back to where you're up to, doesn't mean mamish the word. L'chor, it means the beginning of the bracha. L'kaman m'simen kovdalet, sefhei, v'ayin l'kaman rashikasavnu, sham l'halacha b'shem achreinim. Look later on what I wrote there, l'halacha, the name of the achreinim. V'ayin l'el simen pehe, what did we learn before in simen pehe? So amad dinizbar sham, dimsha k'dei ligmar skula, choyzel raish. That if you delay the amount of time it takes to say the whole thing, you go back to the beginning. So yeah, you have to make sure that this interruption is not a long interruption, that the amount of time that it would take to say the whole thing. Says the Bach, because of Bach, the Davkim Hashahia Haya Al Yidei Hoyitushim V'Reach Hanoidev Levad. The delay has to be through the passing of gas and the smell. But we don't add to that the amount of time it takes to step back and forward. Sivkatan Tes. In a shul, which would be a great embarrassment, you don't have to take walk back and you don't have to say the Ribayin. But the Mishmaros says, "V'toyv she'har b'liba." You should think the Ribayin. What about to move your tefillin in the shul? It's embarrassing. Too bad. You still can't do it in the tefillin. So you got to move it. Siv Gimel, Hamas Atesh b'tefilasay milamata simin raloy milamala simin yafalai. One who passes gas in his tefila, it's a bad sign. If you sneeze, it's a good sign. Hamas Atesh, one who passes gas. Yeshomrim didavka kishamefiach b'kol. Some say that's only if the passing of gas makes a noise. That's really a bad sign. V'amagin Avram chodek du adin b'likol. The Magen Avram says even if it's silent. But v'gam b'zad tzarach laharchik. You would still have to distance. The question is, according to the opinion that it's only if it's out loud, it's a bad sign. Do they hold that's only sneezing out loud? There are two kinds of guys. One guy, he sneezes, you know, he holds it in. You don't even know, you're like wondering, what did he just do? And some guy, when they sneeze, you're not sure if it was a sneeze or if you have to make the bracha of Shekoicha Gvurasa Malei Olam. So is the din that it's a good simen by a sneeze? What's the pshat that a sneeze is a good simen? The reason is because a sneeze feels good. You get relief. There are very few pleasures in life as good sneeze. So it's a good sign. But, you know, the louder the sneeze, the more geshmak it is. If you're holding it in, it's silent. It's not as geshmak. If you came here today just to learn that, it was kedai.
In allergy season, when people are sneezing, it's the same thing? Or is it like a random sneeze from
Noah? Well, I know, it's like all these things, you know. All these simanim, you know, like on Yom Kippur, where something's a good or a bad sign, it has to be without a siba tivis l'chaira.
Is the hafaka only where there's a bad smell?
L'chaira not.
Even if not, right?
L'chaira not, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll hold it here, okay? Have a good Shabbos, everyone. We'll see about next week. We'll do Monday, Be'ezras Hashem. Tuesday, we'll see Wednesday. Okay, we'll see if Chayach. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Be well. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.